Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where we talk about stuff. Let's open it up with a controversial topic. Natalie looks crazy today.
No, I don't.
Jason said that Natalie looks like...
Let's put it on Jason.
Well, he said the funnier joke. Uh-huh. I just said it looks like she was dug up out of a grave. And then Jason goes, it looks like you're hitchhiking on the 101.
It looks like your Beetle broke down.
It does look like your Beetle broke down.
Oh, my God.
But to be fair, let's make fun of some other people now.
Yeah.
We were just in the office and Taylor was trying to find out the password for the computer, and we haven't used it in a while. And the hint for the password was ew, like E-W, like ew.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what it was. And Jason walks in and I'm just like guessing random things. I'm like, is it a dog sled? Is it Kids' Choice Award? And Jason walks in and he's like, oh no, it's Jason Nash. His name unlocked the computer.
Did you make that?
No, I said, no, you guys made it back at the old house, and I remembered it because it's my name, and they were trying to figure out the password, and I go, no, the password's Jason Nash. And David goes, really? Let me see. Tay, check what the hint is. And then the hint came up, and it just said, ew.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then funny. Jason Nash unlocked the computer.
I guess, I don't like being gross, but it happens, you know? It happens as you get older. Honestly, I've always been gross.
You're not actually gross.
Well, I mean, I
you clean up really nicely. Like, this baby blue looks really good on you.
I only wish
our audio listeners can see you right now.
Go over to YouTube and check me out, guys. This outfit is from Lululemon.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? If an alien spaceship, like the size of Staples Center, kind of just started hovering over my house, right? And it was like midnight. And it just was fucking huge. Everybody saw it. It wasn't like a little thing. It was like, I'm telling you, it was like at level of where my house is, like in the sky. Mm-hmm. We'd be freaking out for like 3 hours. We'd probably run in from the hot tub. We'd run inside, turn the news on, right? And then we'd be like taking pictures of it. I'd be TikToking it. I'd get a TikTok and I'd put my phone down. Then I'd record it. But you know what I mean? Like,
tons of content.
Like, as supernatural and crazy as that is, as an alien hovering over Sherman Oaks, I would still go through the steps of like, well, gotta tweet this, gotta TikTok this. And then the crazy part is like, we'd get tired eventually and go to bed. It'd be like 3-4 a.m. and we'd be like, well, we are humans and like there is an alien, but like I'm tired, I gotta go to bed, which is so crazy. And the next morning we'd wake up, alien is still there hovering.
Yeah,
maybe another day passes, same shit. Joe Biden's in there negotiating.
Joe Biden's not going in there,
whatever. Whoever is in there negotiating,
somebody.
And 3-4 days into this alien hovering over Sherman Oaks, it's old news. That's what I think is so crazy. It's like we would all get used to it.
It's like the pandemic. Kind
of. Yeah, but it's like insane. Yeah. Like anything could happen and humans will just get accustomed to it in 3-4 days.
You're like a reverse conspiracy theorist.
What do you mean?
You don't really believe in conspiracies, but just like actual stuff that happens freaks you out. You know, like, well, just like I've seen you get really jazzed about like street lamps before be like, what's going on? How are these here?
Because I don't believe any of that shit.
You believe we're in a simulation?
This is just all too perfect to be born, to be in this moment in time. I just think it's such bullshit.
Yeah?
Yes, bro. There's like a past, there's a future, there's a present, there's like, it's all such bullshit. You know what
I
mean?
No, it's completely reasonable and it's completely factual and it happened. Like, technology allowed you to become a YouTube.
Oh my God, those tiny robots in your head right now are sweating, huh?
Oh my God, he's got it figured out.
Abort, convince him. Make him know that this is real.
Come on, Jason, try harder.
No, I mean,
say you'll hot tub with him more.
Look at these crypto millionaires.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, they're just kids, but they figured out computers and now they're billionaires or whatever. But all that is just because of technology. But
I mean, that's like a completely different conversation.
No, it's the same thing as being a YouTuber.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about like the fact that there are streetlights on, like, and that, like, that people obey red light, green light, yellow light. Like, you don't have to stop at those. Those are all fucking recommendations. Everything is a recommendation.
Well, it's an agreement.
It's the law.
But it's an agreement. But what is the law? It's just like a thing.
Well, we're all taught the law. We all have to follow it.
I understand, but it's like
laws were around way before you.
But it's just all bizarre. You don't think so?
It's like freaks me out. I'm like starting to disassociate. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
And if you talk to Dave long enough, you literally go into like, it turns into Charles Manson in here.
Don't overthink it.
I'm just like, look at what I drew on this chalkboard. All of us hanging.
Yeah. Oh my God. What the fuck?
And like, it's crazy. Like, I was driving through the neighborhood and I was like, everybody's just like living right next to the Target, or they're living like, everyone just has like a little house and it's a little shelter where you go in and no one else is welcome. Like, that's so bizarre. Like, you go into your little thing.
See what I mean?
And you have electricity and you have water that comes and it's just for you, and no one else can walk in unless you go, come on in.
Are you cracking open people's homes now? The idea of a home?
I just want to see what's in there. Because I don't believe it. I don't believe in homes.
Then in the hot tub, he goes, I just know that something bad's going to happen soon.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Like a clairvoyant or something.
Right.
And I was like, wait, what do you mean? What do you think? He's just like, I don't know. He's like, I'm feeling something.
I mean, I just always think we're on the edge of it.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know. World war, fucking fallout. Something's going to happen.
I wish you were a clairvoyant, man.
And I think it's going to happen so randomly, too. I think it's going to be like someone's going to sit on a button on accident and send a nuke. I don't think it's going to be like... I don't even think it's going to be like preemptive or anything like that. I think it's just going to happen. I'm just going to be like, God fucking damn it. Why did this happen?
I came out of dinner the other night, and I ran into this kid with all his friends. He goes to UCLA, and he was like, Jason, I want to be a doctor. He's like, I'm studying to be a doctor. So my parents want me to be a doctor. I'm Indian, and they don't understand that I want to be a filmmaker. And then I talked to him for like, I don't know, probably like 20 minutes, and I feel like I did some good.
Oh, sorry. He didn't want to be a doctor.
No, he doesn't want to be a doctor anymore.
And, you talked him out of it.
Yeah, I told him.
That's amazing. You probably killed somebody by talking that guy out of being a doctor.
I probably made him homeless. I was like, go for it, man. You got an iPhone in your pocket, don't you? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, shoots 4K. I'm like, get going. Start making films.
The Gary V of YouTube.
Yeah.
You just made him go from saving people's lives to creating a low budget indie film, which could turn out to be great.
Mm-hmm. Good. Probably not. Wyatt had a birthday party the other day, and these two girls called, and they were like, we want to throw Wyatt a surprise party.
Ooh.
And we were like, wow, that's really nice. That's so nice. So
you
then
probably thought it was a prank call first, right?
Yeah.
My Wyatt? No, and you guys are girls.
No, I don't think he's a loser.
No, I know. Sorry.
You do.
Yeah, I'm mixing up how we feel about this guy.
And so we were like, that's so nice. So I like took him out from 4 to 6 on Saturday and kept him busy. I took him to Guitar Center and killed the 2 hours.
So after Guitar Center, you bring him back.
I bring him back.
Guitar Center's the plot to take him away, distract him.
Yeah.
Comes back. The two girls are there.
The two girls are there, and also like 6 more girls.
What?
And 2 guys.
Oh,
so
what?
There's like 8 girls that are throwing the party, really, for him.
So he's a player.
So that's what I pulled Charlie aside, who's 12, and I was like, yo, I was like, why? I said that. I was like, is Wyatt like a player or something? Like, and she talked to me in like such a, it made me feel so old. She was just like, she was very kind, but she goes, I think your idea of gender might be a little stuck in the old ways. She was like, aww. She was like, you know,
that's so sick.
No one cares about gender now. Like, they're just his friends. And I was like, oh,
that's crazy.
Oh,
yeah, that is fucking, wow. That's fucking insane. Charlie,
isn't that strange?
That's like, it makes me feel like stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me feel
for
dumb
what
too.
I just said. Cause she has like such a good point.
Right.
Cause my head does go to like, oh, he's a player, but it's like, no, they're just his friends, dad.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that is so
that is very like,
wow. She taught you something.
Forward thinking.
Yeah, but it's also like, they did that. I don't know.
What do you
How
mean?
Are we supposed to know?
Really? What she said makes perfect sense.
No, you're right. It mm-hmm. does make perfect sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
she
makes
just
sense.
Has girlfriends.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't really make sense if you know Wyatt, but he does have girlfriends. This may offend some people, but what's the easiest job in the world, you think? Like, you know how people always say, like, modeling's so easy. or like, yeah, or like, or like YouTube is so easy. But what is truly the easiest job in the world, you think?
Oh, great question.
Like
Natalie's?
I saw that one coming.
There has to be something that's like...
No, Natalie's job's tough. Mine was pretty easy.
I think Jonah's a really easy job.
Yeah. Yeah, really easy job.
What about like a random like food shop? Like if you just work at like a cupcake shop as like a cashier person? I feel like that'd be pretty simple.
No, because you have more duties than just being cashier. You still have to clean up the place, like right. Do the books at the end of the day or whatever it is.
My friend
like,
owned a bakery. He said it was pretty grueling. Okay.
There has to be something easier.
Firefighter?
What?
Until there's a fire.
That's yeah, so but funny.
I mean, like they still have to serve the community.
Are you on fucking crack?
I cut that out.
Why did you say that?
Because I was thinking security guard.
The easiest jobs in the world, and you went firefighter.
I know this firefighter, and he was telling me, he was like, yeah, we play cards. We hang out.
Yeah, fucking.
But I forgot that he like, has to go into
a
burning building.
Oh, you forgot the actual firefighting part?
Please, if you're a firefighter, don't get mad at me. I take it back. It's a very difficult job. God, we appreciate your work.
I thought we were going to like offend some like models or like... maybe some YouTubers, but like firefighters.
No, we drove and we met this, we were surprising somebody for your videos and the guy was a firefighter.
Ooh.
And he was telling me all about it. I forgot that he told me that it's like, he also like has seen people die and shit. So.
I think it's like a really, like, I think he was just, don't get it twisted. He's very passionate.
Yes.
He's very passionate about his job, but by no means that shit's fucking easy.
I think I just became really enamored with the idea of like, a bunch of firefighters like hanging out with like a Dalmatian and like playing poker.
Well, it is cool.
It's like pretty cool.
You know, it's,
but it's like a family.
Yeah, it's like a family. Yeah,
it's like yeah. But like, yeah. I don't even want to say the sentence that firefighting is not easy because I shouldn't even have to say that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so let's just pretend that conversation never happened because I know you didn't mean to say it.
No, I didn't mean to say it. And please come save me if I'm burning.
Your house is on fire. Firefighters pull up. They just start playing cards outside your place.
You thought this shit was easy.
So, I really just liked that one story he told. That's
yes,
why I
understand.
Said it.
Firefighters, there's probably really cool elements where they're joking around with each other when they're washing the fire truck.
But when
they're fucking running into buildings that are about to come down, a whole different thing. If it came down to you have to save your son's life, he's being held hostage and he needs $10 million.
Yeah.
What do you do? How do you get that money?
Go to you.
No, you can't text me.
Oh. Go to Mr. Beast.
No, you can't like go to, okay, come
Rob
on.
Rob Mr. Beast.
Really?
No, Jimmy, I wouldn't. But I would go to Mr. Beast.
No, I understand, but you can't do that.
And he'd be like, sounds like a sick video. There's one boy being held hostage.
And it shows like a map of the earth and it's like a little squiggly line. He's over here.
I gave this washed up YouTuber $10 million to see if he could find his boy.
Okay, no. Other than... a YouTuber,
yeah.
If you had to like commit a crime, like rob a bank, maybe hold someone else hostage, like what do you do to get $10 million quickly?
Well, you're not going to get 10 mil from a bank. Mm-hmm. They just don't have it.
Okay, so what would you do?
Yeah, I just live stream every day. I'd just be like,
No. I think you would have to like rob a celebrity.
The answer can't be I'd work harder.
Oh.
The answer can't be I'd probably switch to two videos a week.
You have to get it in the next 24 hours.
You have to get it right now, bro.
I mean, I take your little brother hostage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what if I don't give you the money?
This is so fucked.
Fuck, I just let Toby go, I guess.
Come on, you don't know?
I'm thinking, man.
Oh my God, why is this so hard for you? Go rob
how
the richest
I,
person in
how
LA.
Am I gonna
go to
get
the moment and rob that shit.
Okay, great. I go to Charlie Puth, who has $10 million probably, and I robbed Charlie. How's he going to get the 10 mil? He doesn't have the 10 mil in his house.
You get like watches or
yeah,
like whatever
bro,
shit
no one actually
have.
Has the cash laying around. You can rob a museum. You can rob a house. You can rob anything.
I wouldn't be able to rob a museum. I wouldn't be able to get my butt under the lasers.
Under the lasers?
Yeah, you know the lasers?
I mean, there's more than just lasers.
There's all those lasers there.
Dude, you're
have
not
to
taking
climb
this
under
fucking
them.
Seriously.
I am.
Your son's going to die.
Where can I get 10 million one hit? We can't do it, man.
Don't ask me that. Okay, you're going to yell at the guy that has your son like that?
Yeah, well, what do you expect me to do,
you
man?
Raise your voice at me one more time. I'm shooting off his toe. I'm shooting off Wyatt's toe.
Okay, all right. Fine, okay. Just tell me what you want. Tell me what you need, and
I'll
get it done.
I need $10 million in the next day or anything.
And I can't live stream?
You can live stream. Yeah. Well, can you get that on a live stream? And
probably, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I bet I get 10 million.
What do you use, TikTok?
somebody would come through for me. Yeah, I do TikTok.
Somebody would come through.
Like John Stamos would probably pitch in. Benny Blanco would probably pitch in. Like people like celebs would pitch in.
You'd have like We Are the World style, like celeb Charlie telethon. Puth is like playing a piano.
I'd have Charlie come in and he starts and it's like,
there's a choice we're making.
Yeah, yeah. And then Natalie gets the chorus.
Will Wyatt get his head blown off? Donate money now.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What time did you start drinking today? Because I know it's 1 now.
Well, it's noon somewhere.
It's noon here.
Let's start drinking.
Guys, Natalie's mom, Jen, is here.
Woo-hoo.
Which means I got a drink.
Wow.
All right, 4 shots for the 4 amigos.
Dave, set up Jen so the audience can just get a little bite size of who she is while you pour those.
And that I'm not an alcoholic.
Not at all. Not at all.
Crackhead.
Pot, yes.
Okay, so let's debunk this.
Sometimes crack.
So you're not a crackhead.
I'm not a crackhead.
No?
No.
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 Ever done crack?
No. I had to think about that one, but.
Okay, so yeah, obviously there's a lot of ongoing jokes here about what you are, because you are a woman of mystery. A lot of people don't know what you do.
Well, even you guys don't really know me.
No, I honestly have no idea where you are in the world at
I've
any moment.
I've lived many, many lives.
Yeah, you are. Where do you live now? Where are you parked?
I am parked in my tiny house in California behind Natalie's big house.
Oh, okay, great. So is it true you live in an RV, or is that something we made up?
It is true that I have lived in an RV.
Okay.
By choice.
Which is the crazy part. It's not the fact that you're like, it's not the fact that you're in an RV. It's the fact that you love that life. Like,
oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's
well,
what makes me
I
scared
love,
of you.
I love being out in nature.
You want the bigger shot or the smaller shot?
I'll go with it.
Cheers.
Wait, what are we drinking to?
To you.
Well, yeah.
Cheers. Right. Cheers. Cheers.
To me.
To Jen.
To Jen.
And to all my homies.
Woo!
Wow, fuck. That was not good.
You're so good looking. No, I'm just kidding.
And it's hidden Jason.
Jason needs some more.
This is so funny. It's literally two Natalies. It's literally interviewing two Natalies.
Two Natalies, but also very opposite. Right?
I disagree. Kind of?
I don't think they're opposite.
I think the only oppositeness is her trying to not be like me. Her going out of her way to not be like me, because like, who wants to be like their mom?
That is interesting. Right? She tries to push away, but she's like slowly becoming you, and she can't help it.
Interesting, David.
What? Yeah. What? Look how defensive she gets about
it. I will tell you that if she wasn't like me, she wouldn't be as organized and as good of a, as much of a value to what she does for you.
Really?
The dog peed on the camera.
Dude,
you did not have to point that out. You could have just let that one slide, okay?
Ferris, our editor, just goes, the dog peed on the camera. Great. And just before this, I was told to keep the dog in the studio because it'll be cute. No, I'm not kidding. I'm already tipsy from that shot.
Me too.
Wow. Yeah.
Can we get an update on the box dancing? And last time I saw you, you were very into box dancing.
This is my least favorite thing about my mom, is that every 10 to 15 minutes out of the day, she has an alarm set to remind her to do something. Brush her teeth. Wake up.
Wait,
brush
can you?
I get to defend myself here,
right?
Because this has been like 2 years now of getting shit about. And then I've even saw like somebody put in there like, Nelly's mom must be high as fuck that she needs that many alarms. Like, who needs that many alarms?
Can I see your alarm list so I can like read through them? Or is that an invasion of your privacy?
I can't believe she's going
to
show you.
So Nelly's mom has a bunch of alarms, for example, being a gratitude alarm, and it goes off and she has to be appreciative.
Take a moment and just like you know, because sometimes I'm having a shitty day and it's just like a reminder, like, all right.
Yeah. These are the alarms that Natalie's mom has. These are real. So 9 a.m. is Rise and Shine every day. 9:15 is MDMA, one tablet.
I think it actually says MCT, no, not kidding. MDA.
It's MCT and fire cider or lemon every day. Okay, this is fucking crazy. We're at 9:40. You have four alarms. You have 9:15, which is teeth, face, vitamin C, MCT, fire cider. You have 9:20, which is music and stretch plus 100. What does 100 mean?
It means I have to do 100 or something.
10:30, you go through your to-do list, goals. These are alarms that are constantly going off on our phone.
Every single day.
Really?
10:50 is, what does penny mean? It says penny.
Wait, but you guys have text messages.
Wait, what? What did you say, Natalie?
Why is it such a big secret? Everyone here has a therapist. Who cares?
Oh, Penny's your therapist. That's not a big deal.
Hey, hello.
I think in the Midwest, it's crazier.
I mean, it's fine. I totally embrace it. I think everybody should be in therapy because everybody's fucked up. So there's that. Well, for some reason, there's a stigma to it, and actually,
there's not a stigma in LA. I think maybe in the Midwest. Well,
I don't think there's a stigma about therapy.
No,
really.
Little.
Yeah.
No, if you were in therapy when we were in high school, you'd be like, "What the
she
fuck
was
is wrong
in therapy."
Yeah, but I didn't tell him that.
You were in therapy?
Bro, okay. You think I live with this woman? I wasn't in therapy?
Hold up. Hold up. Natalie was in therapy at the age 10 for anger management.
What? Ma, what the fuck?
Natalie, fuck you. So, why do you never share these things?
I'm your close friend
and you never share shit.
It was a dark time for me. That was.
And actually, she went to see Penny.
And I went to Penny.
It's the same therapist.
Yeah.
Penny. And then it just so happened
You've had the same therapist?
You know who taught me to take deep breaths and to walk away from the situation? Penny.
Well, not enough. Oh, wait. Actually, you do walk away.
Yeah,
from
I
things.
Walk away. So don't get
you
want to
know what happened? So she was angry because she was 10, and like that's the age where you start like...
You were in therapy
at
10.
I think it was 12.
Regardless, same thing. No, you were in therapy that young.
Junior high. It was junior high.
Yeah.
What would she do?
You guys want to take another shot?
So I'll tell you. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, David.
All right, cheers.
Oh, no, guys.
Wait, what are we drinking to this one, too?
This one's to your alarms.
Here's to the Penny.
This is the last shot.
This is
the therapist Penny for taking care of you guys all these years.
No.
You don't want to drink to her?
God bless, Penny.
But not like thousands of people.
Thousands.
Millions.
Billions.
Oh, my God.
Gazillions.
Natalie's just like her mother.
Here's to the success of the... podcast, and here's
you know
to
what
me,
this is called without looking.
And here's to
what
me having a great
what is this podcast
day?
Called without looking at the logos?
The Views.
Oh, okay. All right, cheers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Views.
So now we're at. So I didn't know about this therapist.
Yes.
Yeah. Continue.
Forgot where we were.
Yeah.
We had to take a shot break.
I was not there for anger management.
You 100% were there for anger management.
Yo, did you?
I'll tell you the. Yes, because I had to like. You know.
She was like standing like this. I couldn't see anybody.
Natalie has a lot of parts of her life that she doesn't share with me.
No, I don't.
Like, and she keeps like things secret. I don't want to bring.
I don't
up
think it's you personally. It's just like she put it in a box and that's where it is.
That's so interesting, though. Like, I feel like I would never. I mean, I guess I'm different, but like, I like to.
So you guys want to know what the event was that led up to her going to
anger management,
the divorce?
No, we can't. Why? Well, so she was at the age where, like, yeah, she was angry because
you
she
guys
was,
want to know the event that led Natalie into her biggest trauma.
I know. Yeah. What are we doing right now?
No. I think it's. I mean, underlying there
no, no,
was.
No, I think it's important. We got to air it out, honey.
I mean, wait, Nat, you were 10, so it doesn't matter.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So. Obviously, there was underlying tension because Natalie's dad and I were divorced, and she had to go back and forth, and she was just entering junior high, which is the age where, like, you want to hang out with your friends. You don't want to go to your dad's house on the weekends. Like,
right?
So she was getting kind of pissy, and of course, who's she going to take it out on? Me, yeah. Right? And her dad was, like, Disney dad, so, like, she got everything. So I had to be bad cop. He was good cop. I was bad cop kind of thing, right? So whatever. It's fine. I can handle it. So anyhow, she got pissed at me.
So brave.
And she threw a shoe at my head. It missed my head and hit the flat screen TV on the wall and shattered it.
This is when she was 12.
Yeah. 10, I think.
Be careful, Dave.
Why?
You might get a shoe at your head.
She went to therapy and I made her like do chores to pay that back. And actually I have the list.
List of what?
Like you paying, literally you wrote like, I will pay back
It was like it was some like Harry Potter detention shit. I had to write shit over.
Like Bart Simpson.
Oh, you had to write stuff over like 1,000 times?
No, she's just making that up. She just said, I Natalie, promise I will pay back for the damage of the TV and whatever the cost was. That probably was like $400.
So what caused the trauma was the shoe? Or
no, see, that's the part you're... It wasn't because I threw a shoe that I just had trauma. It was because you were a little bit crazy.
Oh, here we go.
Were.
Well, didn't you used to go around and like spy on her and stuff?
She would spy on me. She would take away my phone. I was grounded every single second of every day. Even if I wanted to stay home and not go to dad's.
Oh, yeah. You would spy on her. She'd be at parties and you'd like randomly show up.
Yes.
No, that was one party. And that was Sloan's.
Do you regret showing up to that party?
Absolutely not. The only thing I regret is that I didn't get there sooner enough to take the alcohol that was sitting outside the basement window.
Did you wear a disguise that night?
I was so fucking close. And then the window opened and Neil reaches out and grabs the alcohol.
Gratification from that moment because...
Why?
Because you know what? You guys were in high
school. But when you were in high school, you didn't go to parties.
You were fucking smoking fucking crack in high school.
So you were smoking crack.
Tell us the truth. Were you smoking crack or not?
Are you a crackhead or not? Fucking stop lying.
No, but you know what I think
I'm sorry.
I think about this a lot. Like the way you parented me and the way that I think.
Drugs in high school.
So did you try crack at one point?
Is it true you dressed as Fidel Castro to spy on Natalie?
I have something to tell you.
You tried on Natalie's underwear again?
Close. No, this is actually about Flying Hope Animal Rescue. How many times have you wanted to save animals?
All the time. I love saving animals.
Well, now's your chance.
Oh my God. What is it? Tell us.
Here we go.
You know I'm an animal guy.
You're an animal animal.
I'm an animal.
I love animals.
Shut up, Natalie.
Where's Natalie?
Hey.
Natalie's trying to... No, but...
You do love animals. You take care of my dog all the time.
I do, and I foster animals.
And she fosters animals.
So do you.
And I love
Oh, yeah, Natalie and I both foster animals. I didn't even know I was such a great guy. We're already helping. No, but seriously, guys, where can we put the link? We'll put it in the YouTube video. It'll be the description will be there. But they have a goal of $1 million. They're at $15,000 right now. But their goal is $1 million.
Okay.
And like, think about the amount.
I'm good for $500. Yeah.
Dollar. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm good for $500.
Really?
Send me the link.
Okay.
Click on the video.
Okay, Jason.
I love to watch you.
Jason is going to donate $500.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
What?
I'll double yours.
What?
I'm going to donate 1,000 smackaroonies of myself.
Oh, own. My God.
This is a really cool organization. And if you guys want to help them out, that would be incredible. And they'd really, really appreciate it. Go on Kickstarter. Check out Flying Hope Animal Rescue and make your donations to them on Kickstarter before January 31st. $1 million goal. A little less now with Jason's $500. So we're in a good spot.
And your 1,000.
And my 1,000. I'm like trying to like cut that out. Jason's 500 is going to be great.
Jen, would you say that David and Natalie are just like kind of basic?
Basic?
Yeah, just kind of like...
Boring. Boring?
Yeah, like a little like fratty. Oh. Like a little,
oh, you think
like,
we're boring? No
yeah,
way.
Just like yeah, a little basic. Like,
I mean,
like,
I've like, yet to
not
really...
That not that they're boring, but they're just like, they've got a lot of walls.
Would a boring person want to take another shot?
Wait, David, do you want to take another shot?
Yeah, I'm down.
Jesus, funny story. Guys, come on.
Cheers.
David, I mean, David, Jason,
it's
live
a
once.
Sunday.
Cheers.
Wait, come here, you.
Another one bites the dust.
You know, we have a love hate.
Yeah, we do. And we're the best at it.
You have a love-hate with Natalie,
Do you think Todd and Natalie will end up together?
I know you're going to be fucking honest with this, too. So whichever way she strums it, it's going to be the real deal.
I think out of... You want the truth?
Yes.
I am always down for the
truth. Don't be funny. Just be serious.
I don't try to be funny. Sometimes
it
happens.
Baby.
Sometimes I can't help it, baby. Out of the guys Natalie's dated, you think Todd's the best?
Oh.
Oh, it's a little bit of thinking there. A little bit of thinking going on.
She's only had three boyfriends. This is deep.
Come on, Jen. I know her boyfriends that she's had. I think he's up there.
Yeah, me too. I definitely think he's the best.
Todd is definitely...
No offense to anybody, but...
Really? I mean, well, no, it's a different dynamic. LA is just like a totally different country. Todd's awesome.
Yeah.
Cut.
You know what, Todd? Todd really is awesome. I'm gonna pay Todd a compliment.
No,
Todd literally will text me, check in with me, and so that stuff that means a lot to me.
Todd's especially awesome in a relationship. Like he'll really care about that person.
He's a little bit LA still. He needs to be broken in a little. That's all I got to say.
I don't think he's very LA at all. Actually, I think he's quite grounded. I mean, he looks LA. But don't let his looks fool you.
Well, like, for example, when I was trying to get the Bronco.
That looks dope. I mean, don't fucking hold it against him.
When he's cute. But when
Jennifer, Todd made a move on you.
No, don't be weird.
I'm not
don't
being weird.
You are being totally weird.
Is that weird? Oh, because
you thought about
it.
When, no, because it's just fucking weird. It's like incest or something. No, it's we want to stay away from
that. Not incest.
Definitely not incest.
I mean, it's not incest, but it's like that level of like inappropriate
taboo.
Topics. Taboo topics.
Good job, David. We taught him that word today.
David's learning so many words.
Yeah,
we're so proud of him.
We need to like
lessen up on the taboo.
We haven't
done it. Mathnasium.
We gotta make sure. You realize how many people are listening to this?
Thousands.
And like it can go this way or that way.
Yes.
We want it to go our way.
Our way.
My way.
Jinx.
Jinx. Pour a little bit for me.
Oh my god! I'm gonna.
Jinx, buy me a tequila.
Nat hasn't finished her sugar meal. That's enough. Just give me the half. Cheers. I'm so fucked up, by the way. I am so drunk.
I am too.
I don't know how this...
Mission accomplished!
I know how it happened.
I just want to say I love everybody watching the podcast right now. Thank you so much.
Really?
Yeah, these guys are great.
Of course. Like,
I can't imagine. They give
me so much. I don't know why really. Like you said, like the most normal thing.
you need to edit that out because you sound like a complete asshole. Really?
You sure, Jason? You want to say I love you right now?
Yeah, let's just say it.
David, I keep for some reason calling you David.
We
I
do look
called
like.
You Jason yet.
We do look like. No, I love the people that listen to the podcast
goofy.
Too.
Yeah, why don't you just throw it up to all the fans? You
should
never
I just
do
talk,
that.
Let me talk to the audience.
Talk to the audience.
Let's take a moment.
That camera right there. I love the people I meet when we go out. Like, it is the... Like, when someone actually cares about, like, the videos that we make, and not just, like... Not just because they've heard my name in passing, because they, like, know that, like, I'm a YouTuber or whatever, but, like, the people that, like, really care and they're, like, I love you and, like, you've done something for me and, like, you've inspired me to do something.
It's the best.
Those people are the best. And,
it's
like,
the best.
That, like, you know, that, like, pays for everything I
do. Or if somebody goes, I literally had the worst time in my life. I was suffering all this stuff. And then they're, like, and I watched your videos. You're, like, what?
I always reference the moment when, like, I made a thumbnail saying my car was, like, I was in an accident.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, driving down the street, and this guy looked at my car, and he goes, it's not that bad. And he didn't even say anything. He wasn't like, yo, David, let's take a picture. Yeah. He was just, like, he was so caught up with my life.
Yes.
That, like, he just, like, commented on, like, we were friends. Like, I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
But I don't mind taking pictures at all. Either,
I don't either, but...
But
that's really fun.
It is real cool when someone like really appreciates you, but like also doesn't care to take a picture with you. I like you. Don't need you in my phone.
Right.
But you're cool. Like, right. I think that's really sweet. You okay, Jake?
I have no one in my life.
Yeah, they'll sound
like, the dog.
They'll sound like don't. My hands get so sweaty.
Listen, did I feel something when we went to Halloween Horror Nights with Jen? Maybe. Would I act on it because of Natalie, because I respect her and work with her?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I still would.
Jen,
you son of a fucking bitch.
God,
God damn it.
Jason spilled the tequila. Jen's knocking over the candles. For fuck's sake.
What is it? The Avengers.
Jason's jerking off to my Iron Man book. Dude, it's not cool.
He's imitating you.
Does it ever get numb? Like, are you numb to all the shit that you have going on around you? Like, do you ever think back to Vernon Hills days and like how fucking lucky you are?
100%. This morning I came
I'm asking him, not you.
Does it ever fly over the top of my head that like this is happening?
I mean, do you like get the full magnitude of the lifestyle that you are living and where you came from?
No.
How fucking lucky you are.
Yes. I think I do. I think the short answer is yes.
I don't want the short answer.
You do, but you
answer.
Have moments, and we all have these moments. Like today when I came in and you were like, Jay, what the fuck do I do with my life?
Yes, there's that. Yeah.
And like,
there's definitely moments where like it's not enough.
You have a great vlog. You have a great podcast. Like you're doing it.
Well, that's,
but if those moments didn't exist, I would never have this in the first place. So those moments are still important. But yes, I completely.
Of course.
There's never been a moment where I've taken any of this for granted. Like from day one, from when I was making $600 a week, which was I thought was like infinite amount of money when I was like first started this. Like there was never a moment where I was like, I don't give a fuck about this. Every moment I have this, I like cherish it to like, I think I'm super, super lucky. And I'm super thrilled to have this. But at the same time, I do think like, Like, what's next? What do we do? Like, I think it's one thing getting there.
That's the ambition part. That's the ambition part. And
it's not even ambition.
And the sustaining part.
Yeah, it's like one thing is getting there, but like keeping it going is a whole fucking other thing. Mm-hmm. Like arriving is like cool, but like having your place to stay for the rest of your life is difficult. Like, it's not like I'm a singer who could write like a couple songs and live off it for the rest of my life. Like, I think YouTube especially is like when you're putting out content, it's like you're old news 3 days later.
Yeah.
Like you have to, you have to evolve. You have to evolve with yourself. But no, the answer is, I mean, I don't know.
Yes, you're appreciative. That was the answer.
I think it is.
And I see that. I see genuine. But it's also like, and this isn't to fault you. It's everyone. Like you become, your environment becomes your norm. The first time I came out to LA and I visited you guys at your house, I cried. I came fresh off the RV, living like in a RV, like in the wilderness, and I like stepped off the plane and came to this, you know, $1 million view.
Oh my God, her first time in LA, she cried every single.
Like, wait, what? How did I not know this?
Because you were in your world, but I really fine because you're 20 and you.
But I also like everything that we do and the way that we are able to do things is so exciting. So I wanted to like fully immerse her in that, like. Events like PR, gifting, like all the brands reach out to me to just give me free shit.
I went to the A-list and I cried.
I took her with me to go to this
showroom.
That's
where you can get like free clothes and stuff.
Yeah, the showroom, and they have like all their brands there, and you can go like section by section through each brand and pick out essentially whatever you want. And I brought her there, and she literally like, and I was walking through with like the woman from the PR,
and
she was just bawling the entire time. I was like, I'm so sorry. She's just not used to
it. I get that.
Oh, wow. That's
but it was
sick.
Like very overwhelming for her.
I came from very humble, like, you know, like I was a single mom trying to like make it, like so was your family. Like I'm sure that this is all like, but then it becomes norm. Like now I'm kind of like,
I think it's
LA,
more,
I need to get my Botox.
I think it's, I'm not crying as much as you, but I think it's more normal. Cause like I've seen it like a lot more gradually. Like I didn't just like arrive here and like, they just handed me the keys to this place, but like
they didn't.
No.
You but, worked for it.
but there are definitely moments where like I'm driving like down the street. Like I remember I used to go on runs, and like there was actually a specific moment I remember. It was like a year and a half ago. I was with Taylor. I was going on a run. And I was in the car with her, and I was like, this. How fucking cool is it that we're in LA right now? I'm so young. I have a place to drive home to, and it's here. I have friends here. I have a job here. Like, I'm not worried about not knowing where I'm sleeping tomorrow. I'm like pretty confident in what I do. I love what I do, and like I get to do it every day of my life, and I'm my own boss. Like, I have the fucking coolest job. I say this and it sounds weird, but like I would have killed for this as a kid. And like, I know that's
shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it's the best fucking job in the world. And it's not like working at a television show where like people tell me if I can come to work tomorrow or if I'm renewed for another season. Like, it's all 100% up to me and what I put into it. So it's the best job.
That's awesome.
But it is fucking like, definitely sometimes when I'm at my hot tub, I'm just like, you know, hanging out in my hot tub, I'm having a LaCroix. I definitely maybe sometimes forget that, like, whoa, where the fuck am I? But I, at least four times a day, I go, what the fuck is going on?
I know. You should set a gratitude alarm.
That's all the time we have for this podcast.
And on that note,
peace,
love, and happiness.
I have a lot of gratitude alarms. They just go off in my head.
Do you remember sitting out on my patio before you came out to California and you were perplexed about like what to do because you guys were graduating high school? And it was actually you and Alex. And you were asking me about credit cards and like, you're like, I don't want to go to college. And like, you were talking about like, you're thinking about going to California. And I'm like, it's got to feel right for you. And you don't remember that?
No, wait, tell me more. This is so interesting.
I'm like, I couldn't predict like, if you're going to be successful. I could never in a million years predicted this shit. But, I mean, if I could, I'd be like, yeah.
My best friend, Dave.
And let me come with you.
What did you tell him?
What time are we leaving? you were just like,
She takes full credit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you got to do it. You got to follow your heart.
David, you got to follow your heart. This is what's speaking to you. You go to California. You fucking make it happen. And then after Natalie graduates college,
you hire her.
And then she buys a house with a little tiny house in the back. And then I come live. And then I start my own YouTube channel.
About RVs.
I become famous.
All right, guys. That's all the time we wait for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Jen, Natalie, and Jason for coming.
Thank you.
Jen, it's really nice that you took time out of your busy schedule to be here right now. And you kept the shades on the entire time. It's pretty impressive. And shout out to Ollie the dog. Ollie. He may be 75, but he still looks cute. We'll see you guys soon. This has been a Views podcast. My name is Jeff. Bye.